From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, November 26th, 2025. Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows and nine of her colleagues from around the country are pressing the Trump administration to explain why they need detailed voter information. As Kevin Miller reports, it's the latest twist in legal battles over access to voter data.
The Justice Department has sued Maine and several other states over their refusal to share voter data, including, in Maine's case, complete copies of the state's voter registration rolls. Nine Democratic Secretaries of State sent a letter last week to Attorney General Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, asking for more information about whether voter data is being shared between the agencies and how it is being used. Bellows says the group is deeply concerned about inconsistent and misleading information that they've heard during meetings with agency leaders.
If the federal government wants American voter data, they should tell the truth about why. And not only are they asserting unprecedented power, but they seem to be misleading the states about it, which is why we followed up with formal requests for information about what their intentions are.
In a statement, the DOJ says the requests for voter data is consistent with the authority granted by Congress to ensure states are maintaining, quote, clean voter rolls containing only eligible voters. A spokesman for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service at DHS says the agency is, quote, dedicated to eliminating barriers to securing the nation's electoral process. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Dozens of Portland public schools, staff, and parents packed a board meeting Tuesday night saying the district was undermining equity goals and mistreating educators of color. A petition had circulated before the meeting outlining concerns about staff restructuring decisions and alleged instances of retaliation. Board Chair Sarah Lentz said the district remains committed to equity work and that more information and dialogue are needed to address these specific concerns.
A petition rarely captures the full picture of any issue and does not allow for nuance or conversation.
Other speakers called on the district to provide more support to families facing immigration detention. Board member Pius Ali said he wants to see an independent investigation into the district's practices. The group working to open a new Catholic high school has announced a location in downtown Lewiston. The St. Dominic Regional High School Board says the school will relocate to the Peck Building. The effort follows the closure last spring of St. Dominic's High School, which had been operated by the Diocese of Portland. The new space is expected to accommodate up to 200 students. Enrollment will open in December for the next school year. The Maine Bureau of Insurance is warning consumers to use caution when looking for health insurance plans online. The Bureau says it recently received complaints that LifeX Research Corporation is trying to enroll residents in an unregulated health plan. LifeX salespeople are telling consumers its health plan will be issued by a well-known health insurer, which the state says is not true. The state says no licensed health insurers that offer coverage in Maine are connected with LifeX. Maine consumers with questions or information about LifeX are asked to call the Maine Bureau of Insurance. Despite the 43-day government shutdown, Acadia National Park is reporting a record number of visitors in October. The park had more than 590,000 visitors, just over 5% more than last October, according to preliminary data from the National Park Service. But the shutdown prevented Acadia from collecting entrance fees from those visitors. Eric Stiles, president and CEO of the nonprofit Friends of Acadia, estimates that the park lost around $1.7 million in October.
When you look at funding for the park, park entrance fees provide more funding for the park operations than Congress does. So that's a significant hit to the park for future projects, future programs, and for staff.
Stiles says even with the federal government now open, staff at Acadia can only plan through January when the temporary funding measure expires. Dozens gathered in Phippsburg Wednesday to celebrate the release of a harbor seal back to the ocean. The injured seal underwent more than 2 months of rehab with Marine Mammals of Maine. As Michael Livingston reports, it's the 100th seal released by the organization since establishing a rehab center.
3, 2, 1.
It takes the seal about a minute to get over his fear and make his way to the shore. Back in September, some kayakers found him on an embankment of the Musum River. Since then, Marine Mammals of Maine has treated the seal for an injured flipper, cuts across his body, and a stubborn respiratory infection. Executive Director Linda Dowdy says the hope is that the seal will start hunting for food once he gets used to his surroundings. She says his release represents a significant milestone for her organization.
We got our rehabilitation permit in 2016, so we've been releasing seals for the last almost 10 years, so we're almost hitting on to over a decade on the rehabilitation care side.
The nonprofit typically rescues 15 to 30 animals a year, though it's working to increase capacity and take in larger animals. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz for Morning Edition tomorrow starting at 5 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.